Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 189 of the Fitness Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Kim Schlag. Excited to be here with you today. You know, as a coach, one of the things that I spend a lot of time doing is helping people examine the hurdles they have to success, pick those apart, and look for solutions. I help shine a light on possible solutions, help them brainstorm solutions so because they know what's gonna work in their lives. And so that's what I wanna do with you today. Now, obviously, I don't have you on a coaching call. We can't go back and forth. So I do more suggesting here than I might otherwise, but I wanna get your brain juices flowing around solutions to the hurdles that you have. If you are somebody who lifts from home and you're like one of the many women who replied to my Instagram poll and you're only lifting with bands, body weight, and lightweight, how can we help you get past the hurdles of money and space and knowledge that are keeping you from lifting heavy? That's what we're talking about today. Let's do it. Hello, hello, friend. Back with another episode of the Fitness Simplified podcast. Always excited to be here chatting with you. So really recently, I started doing embroidery. TikTok got me into it, actually. True story. I saw this account and she was showing off all of these beautiful things that she had made. And I liked them all. Like I hit that little heart button for every single one of her projects. They were so pretty. And then, of course, ads started showing up that were essentially embroidery for dummies. Got lots of embroidery content on my TikTok feed. And I started getting these ads for these embroidery kits for beginners. I got one. Actually, my daughter bought it for me for Mother's Day, and I just started working on it. And it came with a hoop that's preloaded with the first project, which is a sampler of all of the basic embroidery stitches. It came with 6 skeins of embroidery floss, a crewel needle, a detailed instruction booklet, like that talks you step by step through exactly what to do. Like even if you've never like threaded a needle before, those directions are in there. It goes that basic. And then it came with a second piece of fabric that has a floral practice project on it. So far, I've learned how to separate the floss, which is kind of fun, how to do the running stitch, the back stitch, the split stitch, and the chain stitch. I have 4 more stitches to learn, and then I'll get to do the cute little floral project. Now, I didn't need to buy this kit to learn to embroider. I could have assembled all of these supplies on my own, and I could have used like a book from the library or online directions or even a knowledgeable friend to teach me how to use them, right? There are lots of ways I could have gone about it. But imagine with me, if instead of doing any of those things, I didn't buy the kit and I didn't assemble the needed supplies and the needed guidance, but instead I just tried to like use the stuff I already had around my house to learn to embroider. Like I have yarn down in my basement from some craft project. I have several little balls of yarn. It's kind of like embroidery floss. I could have thought, you know, that's close enough. Now, I don't have any kind of muslin fabric, certainly not with the pattern already drawn on it. But I could probably use like an old shirt. After all, you can embroider on anything. The videos that I'm watching on TikTok, she's always embroidering like on the pocket of her jeans and on her Converse. So yes, that would work. I used to do some sewing. I used to do quite a lot of sewing. I used to do like curtains and Halloween costumes and all that kind of stuff. But over time, like I don't have any needles left. I don't have a single needle. But I did find in my house recently this giant plastic needle with a blunt tip. I don't even know what it's from. It literally looks like a toy, but I know it's not a toy. I'm wondering if it's like from some kind of beading kit. Like the tip is totally blunt. It's not pokey whatsoever. Okay, so imagine me trying to learn to embroider with this patchwork of equipment. How well do you think that would go with my giant blunt needle, yarn, and my old shirt? I tell you what, it wouldn't have been nearly the experience I had the other evening when I sat at my kitchen counter with my little hoop with the pattern on it, with my embroidery floss and my sharp needle. I'm definitely not going to get the same results from that other approach. That's for sure. Now, let me tell you something that kind of illustrates the other extreme. When my boys were younger and they developed a new interest, lacrosse, skateboarding, speed skating, bow hunting, they immediately wanted not only the needed equipment, but the top of the line, professional grade, best of the best equipment. It didn't matter that they'd spent less than a few hours involved with said activity. They were always convinced that they needed that best of the best equipment to get started, which, by the way, almost never happened. Maybe if it was a holiday approaching, they would get one piece of whatever this amazing equipment was, right? Okay, what does this have to do with fitness and lifting? Well, you don't need to go the way of my sons with the best equipment in your home gym. You don't need like a commercial gym in your home. You also likely have some amount of useful equipment already, like the shirt I had in my embroidery example. That would have been perfectly usable, right? You likely have some perfectly usable equipment. But if you try to piece together a home gym without investing in a certain amount of equipment, it's going to be like if I sat here with my blunt tip toy needle and yarn trying to figure out how to embroider. Would you try to make a gourmet meal with just a microwave and a hot plate? You wouldn't. Now, when I polled my Instagram followers who train at home, out of the hundreds of replies, a full 35% said that they only had access to bands and a few light dumbbells, so under 20 pounds. When I polled that segment of people who said, yeah, I only have access to bands and a few light dumbbells, and I asked why, is that what you have? 39% said money, 31% said space, 14% worried about injury / they don't know how to train, and the rest said something else. Most of that something else were people who then messaged me, and they were all variations of medical problems. Today, what I want us to do is solve for those first three: money, space, and fear of injury / don't know how to train. Now, I'm going to assume if you listen to my podcast, you're already pretty sold on the importance of weight training for health, longevity, and physique, specifically the need for progressive, heavy-to-you resistance training to give the needed stimulus to build muscle, bone, and tendon strength so that you're independent as you age, you prevent falls and their associated injuries, you can improve your metabolism and metabolic-related diseases, and look good. So how do we help you work around these hurdles of money, space, and proper training knowledge to be able to train in that powerful way? Let's start with knowledge of proper training / fear of getting injured. This is such a common piece of resistance and one that a huge percentage of my Fitter After 40 members have when they first join. A few things I share with them that help. First, in daily life, you already lift heavy things. You do. How many of you have never picked up a 30, 40, 50 pound child? How many of you have never carried said child on your hip all the way to the car? Heck, sometimes that child is kicking and flailing around. The weights will never do that, by the way. How many of you haven't lifted a carry-on bag into the overhead bin of an airplane or gotten it back down? How many of you haven't shifted heavy furniture around your room or put boxes on and off of shelves, right? Like, you're way stronger than you're giving yourself credit for. And training heavy will make you less likely to get injured in these regularly occurring life activities. That's a really important point. Training heavy is going to make you less likely to get injured in the things you're already doing in your daily life. So consider that. Second point, in comparison to other athletic endeavors, weight training has far fewer injuries, less than soccer, football, basketball, gymnastics, tennis, and many, many more. This is by far not even close to the most dangerous kind of athletic endeavor you could pursue. Third, you can feel confident in your learning abilities as you learn to do so. You can build that confidence in your ability to lift heavy things. And the best way I know to do this is to do what you're likely doing now, which is start light, even body weight only. So you've done that first step. The next step is then to either hire a knowledgeable coach and ask her to teach you how to squat, lunge, hinge, bridge, push up, row, and press overhead so that you're really sure about your form. Or in lieu of doing that, watch in-depth form videos of those exercises and then, and this is key, film yourself doing them with body weight or lightweight only and compare them to the demo video. Now, this is not as daunting as it sounds. You don't need another person to film you. Just prop your phone up like on your water bottle and push record. Make sure you step back far enough to record your whole body so you can see yourself from your head to your foot. Do 5 reps from the side, and then side reps from the front, and then compare and tweak. Watch your video, watch the demo video. I have tons of these videos, tons and tons on my Facebook. Not my Facebook. That's not at all where you're going to find them. My YouTube. I have tons of these videos on my YouTube and on my Instagram. If you go to my Instagram and look at my highlights, I have a highlight bubble that's called New Lifter Start Here. And I have a bunch of these basic form videos there. You can watch me doing the exercise, watch the film footage that you've made of yourself, and go back and forth looking at them, compare and tweak. Listen to the cues I give, listen to what I say to look out for, and see how you're doing, and then tweak. In Fitter After 40, I allow my members to send me their film footage, and then I give them form feedback from there, which is invaluable. But even just watching it on your own and comparing it is super helpful. Okay, now 31% of people who took my poll said that the hurdle they have that prevents them from training at home with heavier weights is space. If that's you, let me ask you this. How much space does one need to train at home with proper equipment? Write down your answer to that. What is it that you think you need? Now, I've trained others online for 7 years now. I've coached women literally all over the world in a wide variety of living conditions. We're talking teeny tiny shared apartments to giant mansions and everything in between. I have worked with countless women who do all of their heavy training in their bedroom or in their spare bedroom that's still set up as a bedroom. It's not set up as a gym. How did they do it? Well, first thing they did was buy adjustable dumbbells. Those are a godsend. The footprint is small and you can get sets that go up to 50 pounds per dumbbell or even heavier. Two of those babies, you are golden. Now, don't get the ones that just go up to 25 pounds each. Those are starters, but really what you want to do is you want to get adjustable dumbbells that go up to a minimum of 50 pounds each. You want to have two. They're very compact, depending on the brand. There are some brands that are kind of unwieldy. I want to say it's the Bowflex ones, that those suckers look long and they look kind of unwieldy. So I would look for something that's more compact. The Power Blocks, they're more expensive, but they're very compact. And there are certainly other brands out there as well that are fairly compact. Tons of them, in fact. Get two of those. You can easily store those under your bed or on the floor of your closet. Okay, so that would be the first piece of equipment that I would have you invest in. If we're talking like space is an issue, a good set of adjustable dumbbells. In addition, my clients would get a foldable weight bench. It would literally fold up and store it under the bed or in the closet. They couldn't keep it out. Sometimes people are like, you know what? I just want to keep this out. I don't want to pull it in and out each day of the week. But in any case, get a bench that's going to fit into your area. If you want to leave it out, great. If you want to fold it up and put it under the bed or in the closet, there are benches out there. You can look on Amazon that do exactly that. Next, a TRX, an over-the-door chin-up bar, chin-up assist bands, and a stepper. Those things are so useful and way easy to store. So the TRX and the bands, you can literally shove in a drawer or under your bed, on the floor of your closet in like a little box. You could slide the stepper under your bed or in a closet. The chin-up bar, you can literally leave it hanging in your doorway, or if you prefer not, you can take it down and pop that in a closet or under a bed. That right there is plenty to get a good workout that will give you the needed training stimulus to build muscle. You need way less space than you think. Now, don't ignore the first thing I said and just get those last things. Like, don't just get a TRX and bands and the chin-up bar. Those are excellent, and I highly suggest you have them. But the first thing I would suggest, the main thing, are those adjustable dumbbells that go up to a minimum 50 pounds each. Okay, when you have those things, when you have those adjustable dumbbells, you get your bench, you get your TRX, you have your chin-up assist bands, you have your chin-up bar, you have exactly what you need to get stronger and get the adaptations you want to look good, to feel good, to be strong, to age better. If you're like, is this for real? I want to tell you, I've had so many clients. I'm going to tell you about one of my clients. I'm going to call her Tina for short. She had the exact setup I just told you. She was literally training in her bedroom. I would get her videos. She would send me videos. Every month I'd get several videos. She'd be training at the foot of her bed with her compact bench and her adjustable dumbbells and her chin-up bar that was in the door. Little teeny tiny footprint. the amount of progress she made. We worked together for a year. She looked like a totally different person. She completely reshaped her body. Completely reshaped her body in this small space at the foot of her bed. And I have hundreds and hundreds of other women that I have worked with just like her. You do not need that much space. So if you're telling yourself the issue is space, rethink how much space you actually need. Now, the largest percentage of women who answered my poll, 39% of them, said that they trained with just bands and light dumbbells because of cost. And this is understandable, especially in this economy. I'm going to encourage you to do the same thing we just did for space and ask yourself, how much do you think it will cost? Break that down. What are we thinking in terms of cost? Like, what in your mind do you need to spend? Get really clear on that. Whenever one of my clients has a hurdle to their success in front of them, I coach them to look for solutions. So let's do the same here. What solutions can you see? I want you to brainstorm several. Now, since you're not on the other end of the call with me and I can't ask you to share your list with me, I'm going to go ahead and share with you a few that I and my members have used when we're talking about brainstorming around the hurdle of cost when it comes to training equipment. Up first, get stuff for free. There is nothing cheaper than free. You might be surprised to know that most of my dumbbells in my gym, the entire dumbbell rack that those dumbbells rest on, and several of my plates, 4 5-kilogram plates and 2 45-pound plates, were all given to me completely for free by people who reached out because they thought I might want those things. They literally reached out and they're like, hey, do you want these? Absolutely. Yes. Yes, I do. Tell everyone you know that you're looking for weights. People so often just want stuff gone. They're trying to declutter. They want it out of their house. Tell everyone you know. Tell your neighborhood Facebook page. Say like, hey, anybody trying to clean out their basement? Looking to get rid of some dumbbells? You can, and look, I don't have a nice matching set. My stuff doesn't match, but it's appropriately heavy. I've got tons of dumbbells down there. I literally have an entire rack filled with dumbbells, and 90% of them were given to me for free. So tell everyone you know what you're looking for and keep looking. All right, now next to free, let's look for super cheap. Yard sales, that's going to be your best bet here. Facebook Marketplace, next best place. So many people bought exercise equipment during the pandemic that they now want to get rid of because now they're back at their gym. I saw just this week, I was looking on Facebook Marketplace in preparation for this episode. I saw a $350 set of adjustable dumbbells for $100. $100 for 2 50-pound adjustable dumbbells. $100. I saw that on my local Facebook Marketplace. That's a steal. I saw tons of other things. There were gyms that were going out of business that said they were selling their equipment for some as low as $1 a piece. So get on there and really work those Facebook Marketplaces. Go to your local yard sales. You're going to find stuff really cheap. I think the yard sales are really going to be your best bet for finding things super cheap. Okay, so we talk about free, talk about super cheap. Then the other thing to think about is you don't have to do this all at once. Add it in a bit at a time. So if right now the heaviest dumbbells you have are 20s, let's have you buy a pair of 25s or 30s. 25s, it's going to cost you $50 for the pair. 30s is going to cost you $60. So save up $50, buy your sets of 25. Over time, save up $60, buy your set of 30s. And on, later on at 35s, 45s, 50s, a little bit at a time. You don't need to get them all right now. If you're just like, Kim, I don't care if they're only $50. I don't have an extra $50. Save up for that. Look for little ways to save and over time. Remember, it doesn't have to be all now or not happening. You can do this over time. You can do this over a year or 2 years or whatever is going to work in your life. And then my last suggestion for you is actually to ditch the idea of a home gym altogether and join a really cheap gym. Planet Fitness is literally $10 a month. You join for $1, $1, a single dollar, and then it's $10 a month. Where in your life could you find $10? What could you not do now that you could give you $10? What could you not spend $10 on a month that you could put towards Planet Fitness? I am sure you could find a way. Well, let me take that back. I'm not sure because I don't know your life. For many of you, that is going to be a reasonable option. you're going to be able to find a way to get an extra $10 a month. And look, it might not even be with saving. If you're like, I can't save anymore. Okay, how could you earn an extra $10 a month? What could you do to earn $10 per month? I can think of lots of ways that you could earn $10 per month so that you could go to Planet Fitness. Consider the hurdle of money. Consider the solutions and come up with one that's going to work for you. Now, if you're like, none of that appeals to me, it might be that you're just like, you know what? Now that I think about it, lifting weights just isn't that important to me. And that is A-okay. If you're like, I'm fine with what I'm doing, I'm actually thrilled with my results, that is A-okay. But if you're not happy with your results, if you're like, this is not how I want to look, I actually don't think that I'm as healthy as I could be. I really want to prevent falls. I want to make sure my bones are really strong and healthy as I age. And I don't think I'm doing myself justice in my current situation. There are workarounds. There are things that you can do to solve for money, for time, for knowledge. You can do those things. I'm here to help anytime. Hit me up with questions. We can talk all about it. You can, there's a way you can actually message me questions now on the app here. I had not seen this, but I got one last week. Somebody sent me a question via the podcast. So there is a way you can send me questions via the podcast. You can also always send me questions at kim@kimschlagfitness.com. And you could send me questions via Instagram DMs. Always happy to talk to you and help you solve for the situations that you have in your life that are preventing you from getting the results that you want. All right, I will catch you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Fitness Simplified podcast. I hope you found it motivational, inspirational, educational, organizational. If you did find value in this episode today, it would mean a great deal to me if you would leave a rating and review on whatever podcasting platform you are listening to this episode on. It really does help to get this podcast in front of other people. Thanks so much for being here.